again, and slept. Finally she woke to firelight, hungry for the first time, and able to move a little by herself. The Kwakan was beside her, as always. When she stirred and spoke to him by name, he smiled.
"You are certainly better. Hungry? I should hope so. Let me help you to the jacks first."
She wavered when she stood, dizzy and weak, but by the time they had gone down the passage and the stairs, she could support herself along the wall to the jacks. She came back alone, and slowly, still touching the wall. She tried to think, but had no idea how much time had passed. In the meantime, the Kwakan had set food on the table, stew and bread. She half fell onto the bench and propped herself on the table, but she ate the last bite of her food and was able to walk more steadily back to her pallet. The next morning she woke normally, no more weak than if she had worked too hard the day before or fought too long. Her mind seemed curiously empty of all feelings, but her body obeyed her, if a little sluggishly.